From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Tensions ease on the Korean Peninsula. South Korea agreed Tuesday to halt propaganda broadcasts into North Korea after the North expressed regret about a recent landmine explosion that maimed two Southern soldiers. The agreement reached after 30 hours of negotiations defused the latest confrontation on the Korean Peninsula that had threatened to turn into a military conflict. Worries about a slowdown in the rate of increase in China's growing economy is fueling a drop in stock and oil prices around the world. In Asia, Shanghai's stock index plunged more than 8%. Markets were down in Europe and the U.S. as well. Three Americans and a Briton who tackled gunman Ayub al-Kazani on a train Friday were awarded France's highest medal. Lisa Bryant takes a look.
Monsieur Alexander Skarlatos, au nom de la République française, je vous fais chevalier de la Légion d'honneur.
French President François Hollande pinned the medals on the polo shirts of Americans Spencer Stone, Alex Skarlatos, and Anthony Sadler, and on the suit of Briton Chris Norman. Mr. Hollande embraced the four men and saluted them for their courage. The French president also saluted the other passengers who helped to raise the alarm and subdue gunman Ayub al-Kazani, who the president described as a terrorist. Lisa Bryant, Paris.
Health officials in Sierra Leone released the country's last confirmed Ebola patient from a hospital Monday. The release of the patient begins a 42-day countdown to begin declared free of the virus. Adama Senko left an Ebola treatment center on the outskirts of the city of McKinney after receiving her second negative test results. This is VOA News.